We'll start this land use authority meeting. Welcome to the land use authority meeting for August 20th, 2025. Item number one is the approval of the agenda. If I can, I look for a motion for the approval of the agenda.
Commissioner Tupou, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Commissioner Mitchell, I second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Approval of the minutes from August 6th, 2025.
Commissioner Davis, I make a motion to approve the minutes from August 6th.
This is Commissioner Mitchell, I second.
I have a first by Commissioner Davis, a second by Mitchell. All in favor?
Aye.
Item three, declaration of abstentions or conflicts. Does anyone have any?
No.
Okay. Item 4A, a final plat approval for the Sienna Hills Minor Subdivision located at approximately Tell Road and Grapevine Crossing. Applicant Tate Murphy, and we'll turn this over to Eldon.
This is the area that we're looking at. That is one of the parcels in this proposal. And now I'll pull up the plat, proposed plat, and you can see the specifics of it. The applicant is requesting approval for the Sienna Hills Plaza Minor Subdivision located at approximately Tailored Road and Grapevine Crossing. The applicant is asking to split the current 62.92 acres into five lots for future residential and commercial development. And I would like to note that the PUD was previously approved. No changes are being made to that. We're just platting the land, so potential sale of land could occur. The current zoning at this location is PUDR and PUDC. The surrounding zoning is open space to the north, which is I-15, and PCD to the east, south, and west. Reviewed the proposed proposal, finding it conforms to the standards as set forth in the zoning regulations and subdivision ordinance of the city. Staff recommends the Land Use Authority approve the Sienna Hills Plaza Minor Subdivision based on the following findings and subject to the following conditions as stated in staff report. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have at this time.
This is Commissioner Anderson. Which of those lots, which ones are residential and which ones are commercial?
Question. So lot five, well, it's lot one is commercial. And the remaining lots are residential.
Do we know what are they zoned as? What's the residential? What type of residential?
This is that project where we had the apartments and then the townhome.
Which is which on the
lot two and three are the multifamily, and lot four and five are the patio homes.
Okay, and those apartments were north of that, right? That where it says north development or whatever.
Two and three.
Stand that question.
Apartments with that were further north.
I think
it says North Development Partners. Probably.
I don't know if anything ever became of it, but there was the road that comes off the hill that had some potential
north of this, right?
I think it's lot two.
Wash ran through it.
I think that's lot two.
It is the same lot.
It is lot two, correct? Yeah, lot two is going to be the apartments.
So the apartments are on two and three?
Yeah.
Where are the townhomes at?
Patio homes are lot four and five.
Oh, so we didn't end up doing townhomes?
I don't know.
They're labeled as patio homes on the PUD, similar to a townhome though.
Do you guys have any other questions?
This came through, what, 18 months ago or something like that? Is that what you said?
Yeah, about 2 years, somewhere around there. No, this isn't a public, is anyone here to speak on this, says the applicant? Okay, yeah, it's not a public hearing, but if there was, I'd let someone say. So we'll look for a motion. Unless you guys have any more questions.
Are there any other questions?
I'll make a motion. This is Commissioner Anderson. I'll make a motion to approve the final plat for Sienna Hills Plaza Minor Subdivision located approximately Taylored Road and Grapevine Crossing with the findings and conditions outlined by staff.
Commissioner Tupo, I second that.
I'm first by Commissioner Anderson, the second by Commissioner Tupo. Individual voting, Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Tupo.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Bullock, I'm an aye as well. Passes unanimously. Item 5A is a preliminary plat for the estates of Washington Bench subdivision located at approximately 1200 East Wild Horse Ridge. The applicant is Mike Stewart, and we'll turn the time over to Eldon.
Just pulling up the maps here. Give me just one sec. This property is on the very east end of Wild Horse Ridge. You can see it highlighted there. And then on their preliminary plat, you can see how they're proposing to break it down. This particular subdivision is proposing four lots on an area covering 10.97 acres. The zoning at this location is open space and R115. The surrounding zoning is open space to the north and east and R115 to the south and west. This proposal is in the Hillside Overlay Zone, and on June 16, 2025, the Hillside Committee met and made a recommendation to approve the project with the following four conditions. Number one, stormwater surface drainage needs to be accounted for behind all retaining walls that are retaining cut slopes and fill slopes. And on page three, see their note which they reference that. Planning to construct a V-ditch at the top of the retaining wall. And take that recommendation into consideration and put it on the plat. Meet that. Condition number two, that any exposed fill slopes and exposed cut slopes be mitigated with landscape rock mulch that is natural in color and blends with the natural vegetation, so it blends in with the surrounding hillside. And also you can see a note on this same page, rock for walls to match rock wall located at 1137 East Wild Horse Ridge. I discussed and thought that that rock color matched in or blended best with the hillside, and the applicant's on board to incorporate that same color. Condition three, all retaining walls, both cut and fill, be engineered and designed in accordance with city standards. Condition four, the area behind the pad of lot one shall be labeled as a no disturb, no build area, which you can see it's called out as open space on the top of the screen there. These four items have been noted as conditions of approval in the staff report as well. Proposed subdivision conforms to the approved zoning. The request meets the subdivision requirements and other city ordinances as it relates to this location. Staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval with conditions of the preliminary plat as outlined. Staff recommends the Land Use Authority approve the pre-plat for the estates at Washington Bench subdivision based on the findings and conditions noted in staff report. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have at this time.
Thanks, Elton. This is a public hearing as well. If anyone here would like to speak to item 5A. Okay, we'll close the public hearing portion of this, of item 5A. And if the commissioners have any questions about this. If not, I'll look for a motion.
I have a question for the applicant. Is the open space, does it remain part of the lots, or is it part of an HOA, or part of, what is it going to be?
That's a good question. This is Rick Meyer with Bush and Gudgel. For lot one, it will be included as part of the lot. The part behind lot two, east of lot two, there's a triangle. You see that line there, it says lot two boundary. That is that part that Eldon's highlighting is part of lot two as well. And then past that to the east will just be HOA open space, a remainder parcel. So.
I wanted to give a shout out to these two guys, the two neighbors below lot four. We'd had problems over the years, been trying to get approval so we could get retaining walls going. And this last rainstorm we had just Friday of last week, when those neighbors both text us, thank you for getting these walls in. They're like, this is amazing. We cringed every time it rained. So these guys were proactive, came to me and says, hey, if we can get some of this other, can you get this wall going before this to help these neighbors out? It made my day, because every time it rained, I always stressed, like, okay, what's going to happen to their yard with the runoff? And he says, not one drop went in their yard. So anyways, I appreciate these guys working with me to take care of those neighbors and make sure that they were happy on that. So
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion. Motion to recommend approval for the preliminary plat for the estates of Washington Bench subdivision located at approximately 1200 East Wild Horse Ridge with the conditions, findings and conditions in the staff report.
Commissioner Davis seconds the motion.
First by Commissioner Tupou and a second by Commissioner Davis. Individual voting, Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Tupou.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Bullock, I'm an aye as well, and this is approved. Item six is adjournment.
Motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.